Friday, September 22nd. Brief meeting in the office this morning with Coulson on schedule and quick planning items before we departed for Texas. Got into some political strategy questions in the plane on the way to Texas. Wants to be sure Rabin has the Jews covered before the president meets with him in New York on Tuesday. Wants a quick phone poll in Iowa, maybe to put it out, since one of the networks was saying that the president now is risking losing Iowa because of the grain deal. And so we're ordering a poll on that. Thinks we ought to consider slipping the whole campaign one more week, waiting till Congress is about through. Is interested in a shipbuilding contract for Quincy, Massachusetts that Laird has that we might use as the basis for the president going to Massachusetts. Had some ideas on the plans for the Conley dinner tonight. And that was about it. The Texas events were great. Laredo, we had a spectacular crowd in the streets for the motorcade. Almost no anti people. And almost all Mexican Americans, very enthusiastic, a lot of four more years shouting, and good pro-Nixon signs and pro-Nixon reaction. Rio Grande High School worked out fine. It was small and run down, but a good color type thing, especially with the president pulling the impromptu idea of playing Happy Birthday on the piano for Congressman De La Garza, who had flown in with us. We had a little flap on the question of the election committee paying for the plane fare with the Democratic congressman and senator aboard, but we'll work that out. Conley dinner went very well. Good crowd. I don't think as many as he'd expected because there were a lot of empty seats around the tables, but still a big crowd. Conley did a superb introduction to the president with all kinds of super praise, and that should be very effective. We got a lot of polls today. Coulson reported the new Harris poll, which will show 59-31, a drop from the 63-29 that we were last time, or a 28-point spread instead of 34. Harris is going to play it as no real shift. He says the drop is mostly blacks and the under 30 voters. Sindlinger, on the other hand, has done 1,000 interviews since Tuesday and reports 61.5 to 20.6, although he says he's under-sampled on the under 30 people. Then Henry Kissinger got a call from Hugh Seide reporting on a Yankelevich poll for Time magazine that shows us 39 points ahead, where their last one was 30 points ahead, that they'll run it next week or the week after. End of September 22nd.